It is our season review part two. I know everyone's doing a lot of looking forward at the moment, but I think it will be good and definitely relevant to look back at the season just gone, particularly the second half of it, and look at where it really, really unravelled for Arne Slot and Liverpool for this big summer of change to take place. It's Dan, Neil and Sean. We pick back up early January, Neil. 16 points in 11 games from Leeds to Wolves away on the 3rd of March. Must be noted there's a couple of cup wins in there, FA Cup and Champions League games in that period. A few really interesting case studies knocking around in that time. You've got the Arsenal away game where, you know, Sean's coffee table is actually enforced in that game and certain players look a lot better than they have done. But in that game, Liverpool lose someone like Conor Bradley and there starts a merry-go-round at right-back that would last until the end of the season. And so the chaos never really leaves Liverpool, and we're about to sort of delve into the idea of desperation after this period. But there are a few little things in there that Slot does try to do and does get right. But also the point returns, the trend lines, the overall numbers are still trending in the wrong direction.
Yeah, there's two really significant injuries, I think, in the period, and one of them is significant, like it'll still have ramifications into next season, and that's the injury to Bradley. And I think that ultimately that, and it's worth saying at that point, you know, Bradley's played 98 minutes of that game. And Liverpool are in this situation where they're just trying to see that one out. And Liverpool, from that point, are now never going to have stability in the right-back position for the remainder of the season. Mm-hmm. But also, they're not going to particularly believe in any solution. Frimpong's fitness is still going to remain really, really ropey. There's still going to be the idea that he could do with being used either from the start or from the bench a bit higher, as and when he is available. And so Liverpool are just going to be left in this situation where there's just no coherence from the right-back position at all. It's a funny thing, really.